This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
In the 1990 World Series, Billy Hatcher hit 750 for Cincinnati to help the Reds sweep the Oakland Athletics in four games and win Major League Baseball's top prize. Hatcher, a career 264 hitter, rose to the occasion and beat the odds. His 750 batting average broke the World Series record formerly held by Babe Ruth that had stood for 62 years. Hatcher's World Series batting average record still stands today. So how is it that a player with a 264 batting average over a 12-year career put up a World Series average of 750? Well, sample size is one good reason. 15 plate appearances in the World Series versus 600 over the course of a full season. Baseball players go through streaks and slumps over their batting careers. So while it's entirely possible for a hitter to go 3-for-4 in a game, it's an entirely other thing to go 450 for 600 in a season. As such, in 1991, the year following his 750 World Series, Hatcher returned to hit 2 points below his career average of 264. Baseball, more than any other sport, is as much about averages as it is about strength, speed, coordination, and determination. And while a player like Billy Hatcher may achieve such a great feat as to hit 750 over the course of four games, over a larger sample size, he was unlikely to bat far off of his historic average. Equity market performance over the long term is not much different. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of October 24th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Before we dig a little deeper, let's address some of this year's market volatility. We have seen the S&P 500 and the S&P TSX composite indexes rally since the end of September. However, it remains to be seen whether markets have seen a bottom or whether we just bounced off of an oversold position. What we have been reminding clients of over the past week is that yes, we are more than likely headed towards a recession, but at the same time, we believe much of that risk has been priced into the equity markets. In the context of the S&P 500 index, bear markets like we've seen this year tend to come with certain economic characteristics, namely recessions. In some cases, bear markets occur absent a recession. These are rare. This happened in 1966, again in 1987. However, in most cases, bear markets coincide with recessions. For example, 1970, 1973 through 74, 83, 82, 1990, 2001, and 2008. The average recession sees a drop in the S&P 500 index of approximately 30%. Now, we came close to that level in September from the January 3rd high. With today's 24-hour crisis news environment, it has become increasingly important for investors to remain calm. And this philosophy should work in two directions. As important as it is for us to moderate expectations to the downside, it is equally important that we moderate expectations to the upside as well. That begs the question, what should investors expect in terms of market returns? Well, that brings us back to baseball. When Billy Hatcher hit 750, he accomplished something rare in the World Series, something that hadn't been accomplished before, and a record that has yet to be repeated on such a grand stage. Hatcher's performance was an outlier. It would be ridiculous to think he could go on to consistently hit 750. More realistic expectations would be that in the course of a full season, Hatcher would return to his long-term average. By the end of 2021, the S&P 500 had gained more than 16% on an average annualized basis over the prior 5 years. Stock market performance is much like a batting average. Over short periods, it streaks and it slumps. In the last 5 years, performance streaked. That's not to say that in the next five, it is going to slump, but rather we need to focus on longer-term historic averages to set realistic expectations going forward. Now, the more we step up to the plate, the greater our performance is likely to come closer to the long-term average. If we look at the five-year annual return for the S&P 500 on a rolling monthly basis going back to 1933, we find that the average return, the average five-year return, is about 6.5% excluding dividends. We also find that then the last 10 years have been outstanding as far as returns go. Over the last 10 years, there were only 14 months out of 120 where the five-year return was below average. Now, in the 10 months prior, from 2002 through 2012, there were 108 months of below average 5-year gains. After a disastrous post-tech wreck decade, we just experienced one of the very best decades the American stock market had to offer. If we take the average of the last 20 years, well, you guessed it, we fall right close to that 6.5%. The key message is this: be invested. And it's one of the best ways to do this is through dollar cost averaging. It really does come back to that basic principle. Diversification is important, asset allocation is important, but being invested is the most important of all. We can't predict with any certainty the market returns over any year, month, or day. Trying to do so is extremely difficult, if not impossible. The good news is that history has shown us we don't really need to, not if we're investing for the long term. There have been many studies with regards to investor returns and missing the best 10 days, for example, and how it can set a portfolio back. Now, just like baseball, the longer we're a participant, the better the chance of hitting for average. If we're not in the game, there's no chance. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.